Orot HaTshuva, Perek Yud Zayin, Os Dais. Final Orot HaTshuva of the summer. Or at least of us being together during the summer. And I'll continue studying on our own. The chapter of the entire Perek, the title of the entire Perek, title of the entire chapter should give away why we're doing this right now. The chapter's title is called "Ha'isgalus Gedola Shel Tshuva B'Chai Yisrael B'Tchiaso Be'Artzenu." The great revelation of tshuva in the life of the Jewish people and its rebirth in the land. So I can't help but reiterate what Rav Judah said last night. But the difference between Tchia and Yetzira, the difference between coming back to life and something being formed for the first time, everything that we've been learning the entire year, entire summer, and really all our lives about tshuva, has been a commentary on that idea that tshuva means a return to something that already was. We're not returning to something foreign. And the Gemara Nidan Daf Lamed talks about the Malach that teaches Torah to the child in utero. And all the Sfarim want to know, why is it that we learn something not only just to forget it? You know, the Malach gives you a patch in the face right before you're born. And you forget all the Torah, so what's the point of learning it? And all the Sfarim say it's because we want it to be familiar. And the same thing is true of tshuva. Tshuva, by definition, means to return. But you'll say, not really anybody sitting over here. Or maybe. But someone listening to this might say, well, what do you mean tshuva, return? I was never from, to begin with, it's not a tshuva. It's not a return to something that I once was. Or maybe there's someone sitting here, maybe even the person talking right now sometimes believes, I never had one real moment of Avodat Hashem. There's always some ulterior motive. There's always some, even if it's just a fraction of a percentage, of not buying in completely, of not being completely misdabik Takarish Baruch Hu. So then maybe I, you know, how could I talk about tshuva towards being an Eved Hashem? I'm not returning to something, I never achieved it. And the answer is that of course we achieved it, and all we're doing is tchiyah, we're just reinvigorating that which once was. We're not trying to form something new from scratch. And that's the greatest chizuk in the world, and that's what Rav Kook's Sfarim are filled with. Sorry, Zach? What was that? This year? We're returning to something that already... Yeah. Right. In regards to Rosh Hashanah, in regards to everything, in regards to every day, we're trying to do tshuva. But they're, Zach, not you, because you're so tamim, so you don't feel this way. There might be some people who are a little bit more cynical than you, who feel like they've never served Hashem properly. So, what are they returning to? It's not just a matter of, you know, last year on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, I was in a good space, and then I fell from that space, and I'm coming back to it. I feel like I was never there to begin with. So all of Rav Kook's Svarim, and this is the last chapter of Oros HaTshuva, but all of Rav Kook's Svarim, and certainly all of Oros HaTshuva, is filled with this idea that we're just returning to something which is totally natural to us, which is not something far away or something which we have to build from scratch, but we're just relighting a candle that was once lit. But specifically, in terms of our relationship with Eretz Yisrael, Rav Kook has some words for us. And as I'm returning to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm reading this and I'm preparing myself for Eretz Yisrael, but we're really all returning to Eretz Yisrael. And it's a final chizuk for those who are, maybe even more so for those who aren't getting, expecting, have a ticket, whatever nusach you want to use, aren't prepared with a ticket to get on a plane tomorrow, even maybe more so The words of Rav Kook are apropos. So in Os Beis, my flight tomorrow is at like 1:30 or so. Tuesday at 1:30. Are you going to come see me off from the airport?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
You're also leaving tomorrow. So I'll be in the air by the time you leave camp. But we should meet again in Yerushalayim, Zach. Kishirotzim be'emes l'shuv. When a person wants with real authenticity to return, af al pi shemukavim b'shul kama minios. Even though there are things that get in the way, even though there's something that's impossible to fix that gets in the way. Kimo machmas bilbul das, o machmas chalishas koach, o machmas iyecholos l'takin dvarim shayu nogim bin adam l'chaveiro. When a person wants to do tshuva and they feel like there's something which is outside, you know, we spoke a lot about last week about Eino Talei Alabi. Everything is dependent on me. Rav Kook spoke about this. That tshuva is just dependent on me. But sometimes that's not true. Meaning sometimes the tshuva is seemingly outside of my control. Of the three examples that Rav Kook gave here, Bilbul Hadas, Chalishas Koach, and the third one really is the most startling one. The first two you could really argue on, you know, bilbul hadas, so bimiyashiv your das. Person feels like their mind is all over the place. So take a minute, breathe deeply, get back into a proper way of thinking, and if you could be mitva imatama minche atayachol libalbelat hadas as. And Chalisha's Koach, come on. A person could always dig deeper into their Koach. But the third one, maybe that's why Rav Kook saved it for last, is sometimes it's not really possible to fix because the circumstances of Bin Adam L'Chaveiro are no longer presented in a way that you can actually fix them. Chalila, Chas V'Shalom, a person took something that doesn't belong to them. And they don't even know who the person is that they took it from. They took it from some amorphous thing. Like, I don't know, they stole from a store. They don't know exactly who to pay back. Even if they tried to find out, they went through all the channels that were possible. They don't know who to pay back. Or something, Ben Omel Chavir Chalila, you hurt somebody and then they passed away or they moved somewhere where you don't know where to find them anymore. So sometimes, tshuva seems like it's out of our reach. Either because of a bilbul hadas or machmas chalishas koach, and really there is a chalishas koach, and even in Bezen Shamali you'd be able to say, listen Hashem, I don't have the strength. Or some inyan ben al chavero. In any event, a person feels that they can't do tshuva. Afal pi sha'ikuf hu gadol ma'od v'halev muchrach lios nishbar mipnei yedias gadol hachova hamutalas al adam l'takin is kol pegamav. And even though the ikuv, even though that which stands in my way of returning to Hashem is so great, is so large, is so daunting that no matter what, you know, chizuk I try to pull out, or I used to have a friend, Yuri Wiener, he's still my friend, but I used to get to see him a lot more, who had this sign hanging on his wall. He was the psychologist in DRS, who had this sign hanging on his wall that said, don't tell Hashem how big your problems are, tell your problems how big Hashem is. But sometimes a person doesn't feel like that. Sometimes a person feels like, yes, it's true that Hashem is bigger than my problems. You know, and all the catchphrases are really nice, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Yes, Hashem is bigger than my problems, be'etzem, but in the way that Hashem is being misgala in my life right now, I don't feel like Hashem is bigger than my problems. Or Hashem's manifestation in my life is not bigger than my problems. It really stems from my own shortcoming. But nonetheless, that's where I find myself. The heart is forced to be broken. Let's say a person did something so horrible, so terrible, for years and years and years. And in order to fix all of the different things, all the different dishonest things that he was doing, it's going to take, so there's such a huge mountain of chait in front of him. He doesn't even know where to begin. He needs to fix it, and to fix it in the most proper way, to fix everything. And nonetheless, even if he's unable to push aside all the menios, even if he can't, he knows for sure, there's nothing to talk about. It's impossible for him right now, within the next week, the next month, the next year, to fix whatever needs to be fixed. It's just not possible. Especially when you understand that Rav Kook thought that tshuva means, you know, not just fixing things spiritually, but fixing things physically also. Let's say a person let something slide, and now he has all these different things that need to be fixed. There's no way he could fix it all in one shot. So he's going to say, maybe I shouldn't do anything. But there's a ratzon for tshuva. I want to do tshuva, and yet I feel completely overwhelmed. So all of this we're familiar with. There's not really such a chiddush here. We know this from our own lives. We know this from other places in Rav Kook, where Rav Kook spoke about it. The eitzah here, though, is that tzrichin lekabel as ha'ara hazos shel tshuva b'tor tochin ha'mataher v'ha'mekadesh ad shelo yizuz b'pnei ha'yikuvim shel I hashlamas ha'tshuva. Rav Kook here says, you know, the Maharal talks about this. The Maharal talks about this in Nesiv HaTshuva, when he's darshaning the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. He's darshaning the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. And he darshans Hashem Hashem Kel Rachamim L'chamim. And the Maharal says that there's some midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem is makabel even tshuva l'chatzayim. Hashem is makabel even half partial tshuva. See, the way of the world is that partial tshuva doesn't really cut it. If a person had a pattern of, you know, abusive speech with somebody, God forbid someone speaks to their child over a period of 25 years and they have a horrible relationship, you could come and say, listen, I'm really sorry that yesterday I didn't lend you the car for no good reason, even though I wasn't using it and I was just being nasty. And so, you know, and you're my kid, so yes, I have no obligation, you know, but you're my kid. So I'm sorry that I didn't lend you the car. I'm sorry that, you know, that yesterday I didn't drive you to whatever, to your friend's house. So the kids, you don't know what we're talking about. The past 20 years, you've been psychologically, you know, pouring your garbage all over me. And now you want to apologize for not lending me the car yesterday? Tshuva l'chatzayin? But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person can literally spend an entire lifetime trashing the Ribbono Shel'Olam kivyachol, as if we could be nogeh b'Hashem b'etzba katana. And then we apologize for one tiny little thing, which is, okay, I'll take that. No problem. You want to concede one tiny millimeter of your gaiva, of your stubbornness? I'll take that. And if that's true, so that's what the Maharal says. So if that's true, says Rav Kook, so then just do what you can. Don't look at the whole mountain and say, I can't do anything. Be makabel that ha'ara of tshuva, but tor tochin ha'matar v'amekadesh ad shelo yazuz, v'pnei ha'ikuv shel iya shlamas ha'tshuva. There are people in the world who they spent a whole lifetime running away from avodas Hashem because they're afraid to take one step in the direction of serving Hashem. If I'm going to be careful to improve the way that I make brachos, so then I'm going to have to start covering my hair. There might be some lady who says. Or if I start learning Daf Yomi, or if I start being a little bit more honest in business, so then I'm never going to be able to speak a word of Lashon Hara again. I have to become the Chavetz Chaim all at once. Chavetz Chaim for 6 years didn't speak Lashon Hara, so I'm only up to like minute three. So what am I? Who am I fooling? I'm not going to do anything. So if Cook says either way, no matter what, be makabel that ha'ara of tshuva, b'tor tochen amatar v'amakadosh ad shelo yazuz. Don't be moved by the huge mountain that's in front of you. Ibnei yikuvim shel iyash shlamas atshuva. Don't be moved by the fact that you won't be able to do everything. Mikol romamos mikol aliyah ruchanis shirayula. Even though you won't be able to bring things to the place that would be fitting for them to come. Al b'kedushas haneshama v'atzviyona hakadosh. Even though not every aspect of your character will be completely fixed at once, do something. Don't be scared by the quality or quantity of your avodas Hashem, no matter how poor it may be. Add some small measure. Now here's why this is why we're learning this right now. And just like this is true on an individual level, that a person shouldn't say, there's so much to do, I'm so far away from completion in Avodas Hashem, I'm infinitely distant. Just as that's true on the individual level, kacha hu etzel atzivor b'klal yusam, so too is that true of Am Yisrael b'tzibur. By the way, it's important that in the next few sentences that we're going to read, at least for our purposes, it's important to read it that he's talking about not only the individual person versus the klal on a mass scale, but as we know from other Sfarim, as we know from Rav Kook, there's such a thing as the yachid and the klal within the individual also. Meaning there's the yachid shebi yachid and the klal shebi yachid. And then there's the yachid shebi klal and the klal shebi klal. So when we're talking about the klal here, we're not just talking about the klal as in Am Yisrael in the physical manifestation of the return to Eretz Yisrael, but we're talking about the individuals, meaning every single one of us sitting around this table, we're talking about our individual chelek in the klal of the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. Keshem shezeu klal gadol etzal yachid, kachu etzal atzibor b'klalasam. Ha'aras tshuva yeshna b'Yisrael. His oras chefza shel ha'uma b'klal l'shuv el ha'artza. El mahusa. So too is this true of klal Yisrael b'gadol, in the klal of klals. When we look at what it would take, can you imagine if some of you went to Lev HaTorah? Can you imagine if Rabbi Fass would have said, look how many millions of Jews there are scattered throughout the world. So, you know, I'm going to, like that old adage about the kid walking on the seashore with all the starfish on the seashore, and he's picking them up and he's chucking them in, and some old man comes to him and says, yeah, but you're not going to get all of them. And then the kid bends down and he picks up one and he throws it and he says, yeah, but I got that one. So that's how a person feels when they're looking at Jewish history and they say, look how much work there is to do to return to Eretz Yisrael still, even after Nefesh B'Nefesh and after people are returning one by one. So we look at what there is to do and how much work there is to do, both mitzad the physical and mitzad the spiritual. Yes, there's Heinz ketchup now, and yes, there's Kirkland garbage bags in Eretz Yisrael.
Ziploc bags
in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a lot still to do. There's a lot still to do v'ruchnias, there's a lot still to do v'gashmias. And for the individual, in his inner world of the klal, a person can say, listen, I have so much to do. I have to finish college, I have graduate school, I gotta get married before I get to Eretz Yisrael. There's family issues that are ma'akev, there's so many things that are standing in the way of my return to the geographical space of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, there's nothing that I could do to bring about v'shavti shvusami, returning that Hashem promised. Hashem made a havtacha, but it's also a job for us to do v'shavti shvusami, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to return my I'm going to return my nation. So how can I be part of that? There's too many things. The mountain of things that stand before my return to Eretz Yisrael is too great. And for people who are older, I have a job, I have a house, I have children. I have to like uproot and resettle everything. So Rav Kook would say to you, okay, new. So pack a little bag and put it under your bed. How about that? Buy a mezuzah for your house in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have one then. Buy a mezuzah. Well, you're not going to need a mezuzah in your house in Eretz Yisrael. You are. So you're going to say, I have mezuzahs here. So you'll be makbid on the hanhaga, which in Eretz Yisrael is a din, to leave your mezuzahs for the next guy. You'll leave your mezuzahs for the next guy. You'll have to buy a new mezuzah. So buy a mezuzah for your home in Eretz Yisrael. Pack a bag.
Don't count.
Try to think about which community you want to live in when you do get to move. Ha'arash tshuva yeshna b'Yisrael hisoros chefza shel ha'uma b'chlol l'shuv el arza el muhusa el rucha v'el tchunasa. The MS Orshal Tshuva Yeshba. There's a light of tshuva in this feeling of we want to return to Eretz Yisrael in all of our strength, in all of its different shlavim, and in all of its different madrigos. Ubeemes adavar misbate bebiru gamor bebitoy shel Torah beshav ta'ar Hashem Elokecha ki toshuv el Hashem Elokecha tshuva hi tshuva pnimis ela shehi mechusa baharbe mesachim chotzim. But there are many, many, many layers that stand between me and the final goal. Between us as a nation and the final goal. But we should know that no number of layers, no number of ma'akvim, no number of walls, of husks that stand between a Jew and his homeland, between a Jew and his father in heaven, no number of imaginary, like the Degel Machan Ephraim's Mashal, of imaginary minios can stop me from pulling off one layer at a time, one layer at a time, one layer at a time. Making a small decision about where I end up doing graduate school. Because maybe I'll be able to transfer, I don't know, who knows. Or where I decide to do medical school, David. I don't know, who knows. David Tauber. L'chod David Tauber, David and Shani Tauber are making Aliyah today or tomorrow.
Oh,
today or tomorrow.
That's real.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Today or tomorrow, they're getting on a flight and they're going to Eretz Yisrael. And David's doing graduate school. He's doing medical school in Eretz Yisrael. So the first thing is to go. First thing is to go, you could work things out. When a person makes too many, we'll end with the teaching from Rav Kook, which everybody here knows already. But when a person looks at the mountain too carefully, he's trying to figure out exactly how it's going to work, it doesn't always work. That doesn't mean a person should be irresponsible. But when a person is looking too carefully at the mountain, they're afraid to take the first step. Rav Kook once said to a doctor who was visiting Eretz Yisrael, who came with a convoy of Yidden to go to visit a little bit. So Rav Kook said, "Nu, why don't you ever think about coming, bring your family, settling here? We could use good doctors. We could use some more good doctors here in Eretz Yisrael. Especially Jewish doctors, Yerei Shamayim." So the doctor said, "Yeah, part of the reason I'm here, in addition to just, you know, vacationing, coming to Mechazik, the new yeshuv, is also, you know, I'm looking around, I'm making cheshbonos to try to figure out if it could work, where exactly I would work, where my family would live, what the salary difference would be, what kind of salary cut I would get. So I'm trying to put it all together, see if it would work out, how much I could flip my house for where I live in the States and come buy a piece of land here in Eretz Yisrael." So Rav Kook turned to him and he said to him, "You know that right before Am Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, the last thing that we did is we killed Melech, we killed Sichon, the Melech of a place called Cheshbon. Sichon Melech Cheshbon. Sichon was the king of Cheshbon. Now that's not just the geographical place, but it means that before a person moves to Eretz Yisrael, or before a person comes to the place of Eretz Yisrael, not geographically, of Ani Rotzeh Lihiyot Yisrael, I want to be a Jew. When a person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael inside or Eretz Yisrael outside, so they're met with a huge mountain and a lot of cheshbonos. And the person says, well, how does this make sense? I'm gonna start being careful with kashrus when I don't keep Shabbos. I'm gonna start keeping Shabbos when I don't keep kashrus. I'm gonna go to the mikvah when I'm not careful with what I look at on the internet. I'm gonna start making brachos out loud, the kavana, when I'm married to a non-Jew. I'm serious. Can you imagine that a person's married to a non-Jew and they have non-Jewish children and they're Jewish? You know what type of menius they have from being able to put on tefillin in the morning? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel tshuva l'chatzayim. Hashem accepts tshuva even a little bit. And when a person starts to make these cheshbonos, ayvei, I have a son named Christopher, Rachman al-Tzlan. I mean, I don't. But Rachman al-Tzlan, I have a son named Christopher. And I'm so far. So Rav Kook says, don't make so many cheshbonos. When you're trying to figure out how to get to Eretz Yisrael, when you're trying to figure out how to get back to yourself in your Avodas Hashem, don't make so many cheshbonos. Just kill Sichon Melech Cheshbon, kill the Melech of Cheshbon, and take one step in the direction of Kedusha, take one step in the direction of Tahara. Okay, Hashem should help us the next time we it's almost Elul. And by all standards of Teva, which means nothing, we're probably not going to see each other until after Rosh Hashanah, after Elul, unless someone plans on coming sooner. So, like Rav Reisman always used to say at the end of the, right before the summer, when he would give his last Navi Shir of the summer, which was you know, early on, he would stop, because I think he would go away for the summer and he wouldn't be in Brooklyn. The Reisman gives his Navi Shir on Motzei Shabbos, many Motzei Shabbatot that I would go, and then later with my brother Josh, after he came back from Eretz Yisrael, we would go to the movies. We tell my parents we're going to the movies. We go to Rav Reisman's Navi Shir, which was broadcast over a big screen in Romer, in Keter Torah Shul, and in many different places throughout the United States. So on the last Shir, right before we'd break for the summer, Rav Reisman would end, always, every year, he would end by saying, and so let me be the first one to wish you a Ksiva Chesima Tova, even though we're a bit early. So even though we're a bit early, I don't know if I'll see everybody before Hashanah Yom Kippur, for the Yom Noraim. So, for those listening at home, and for those who have been listening all summer here, I don't know if I'm the first, but I'll definitely wish you a good keben shtiar and a ksiva chesima tova. It should be written in the Book of Life and signed in the Book of Life. It should be written in the Book of Tshuva, even if it's Tshuva l'chatzayin. And in the merit of doing one small step of Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel our Tshuva ba'ava, b'rachamim, b'ratzon, b'bizochet Tshuva shlema v'amites. B'zochet to the Gula Shlema V'amitas, B'zochet to Refuah Shlema V'amitas for those who need it, B'zochet to all the Shlemos that we could possibly need, Tzad B'gashmias, Tzad B'ruchnias, the Gula Shlema V'amitas.